Welcome to Firebrand Pursuit. This podcast exists to provide a platform to encourage passionate and candid conversations between Christians and people of other worldviews. We want to bring a Christian perspective that is firmly founded in biblical principles to bear in the setting of all social and theological issues that the church must contend with. We also want to discuss other worldviews and provide a safe space where those conversations can be shared in a mature and exciting fashion. This podcast was created by myself, Trevor Turk, and Kai Will Banks. Because we lack formal theological training and the fact that we are not pastors or ministers means that we find ourselves in a very similar position to the majority of the church and people in general.
We hope that by promoting thought in the church, we might better contend for the gospel within society. We also hope that by giving people of other worldviews a chance to share what they think and believe, we'll both create a culture of healthy debate as well as represent the gospel in the closest fashion to Christ that we can. These sincere and passionate desires are what drive us to share with you Firebrand Pursuit.
Okay. This is definitely our first take at episode zero. We didn't just record the whole thing and have to start over because there was some technical issues.
That would be super unprofessional.
Yeah. Yeah. We're definitely not on any learning curve. We're professionals already. So anyways, we just want to give our listeners a little background. It's kind of weird to say that. I've never actually talked to a crowd except... Actually, I did do announcements at my church one time.
Okay.
So I'll just leave it at that. So, we just want to give our audience a little more background on what we're going to do with this podcast, a little more in-depth than the intro might share with a brand new listener. So if you're directed here by a later video, I'm sorry. This is like we're brand new, but definitely I apologize for myself. All right. Without further ado, Kai, why don't you give us a little background on what led you to start this podcast?
For sure. So I think this kind of just grew out of some conversations that you and I were having. We'd meet here. We're sitting in a coffee shop that we both work at, and we'd...
Bridge Coffee Co. Best one ever.
Shameless plug.
Yep. Drink all their coffee. It's delicious.
Yeah. So you invited me to kind of start meeting just after work, like once a week. And we just kind of meet and talk and have conversations on different worldviews, world issues, religious issues, stances of faith, different biblical things, just kind of whatever was on our heart and on our mind. We'd come in with a couple of things we wanted to talk about and we just kind of talk about it. Raw, we wouldn't come in super prepared or anything. We just kind of ask a question and take a while to think about it, and then we just share our thoughts on it. And that's, I think that's really just kind of what is at the heart of this podcast, is just our pursuit for truth. And it's not our own truth, it's the truth that we find in the Bible. And so for me, just there's a lot of things, a lot of issues that I think about in my daily life and I consider, and I go back to the Bible on these things, but I know that no matter how much I might research or learn about it, my perspective is going to differ from yours or differ from somebody else's. So I think for me, this is just about being able to come together and have conversations over difficult issues or issues that maybe we don't understand fully, and just kind of trying to discuss them and get back to a more biblically founded perspective.
Totally, totally. And we're just kind of keeping it natural with everyone right here. And it'll always sound more natural because we're having conversations with people. But like in the middle of his talk right there, I got like my thumb stuck in the back of my shoe. And it was like one of those, like, you know, the like Chinese finger traps. I literally could not get my thumb back out. So I was trying not to look at you. So,
I saw you rocking for a second there. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah. Like, dang, that dude's foot is itchy. But yeah, I mean, and thank you for sharing that. I mean, I started meeting up with you, and for me, it comes from like the exact same place. I won't talk too much except that I'd been meeting with people like that for years and was always thinking like, we should record that. You know, it'd be pretty cool to like tell people about that and get people involved, and I just never did it. So thank you for helping me get the start, and together we're going to make this a super cool show.
Yeah.
So I also wanted to share a little bit about what we're doing going forward with it before we get into like Kai and I's actual background. And that's that we want to have people come on the show that we know, and eventually, hopefully, some of our viewers that are passionate about something and want to talk about it. So moving forward, there's going to be people that you know of. Hopefully, we'll have cool guests that maybe you've heard of at some point, and bring them in and just have these conversations, because
at the center of what we're doing going forward is going to be providing everything we can, getting as close to the truth as we can, and giving all of you that information so you can take that and go have those conversations in your churches, in your friend groups, in your families, and together we can become more one in heart and mind. I mean, that's what Scripture says to do as the, you know, the total body of Christ. So I'm just really stoked to see what's going to happen. And like I said, we just recorded the intro like 1,000 times.
Oh, yeah.
I've never held a microphone before tonight. So I'm really stoked to see what's going to happen and excited to see who of you will become a part of it. So, yeah. And with that, I'll just hand it back to you, Kai. Give us your background.
Yeah.
Who are you?
My name's Kai Ryan Wilbanks.
Social security number, mother's maiden name.
Yeah, so I grew up in a Christian home and a Christian family. My faith and church has been a part of my whole life. I pretty vividly remember accepting Christ when I was mm-hmm. five, but at that point, we'd already been living on the missions field for a few years. So wow. I grew up in Hungary, in Europe, as missionaries. My parents started a church over there. We were there for 8 years in total.
Why wouldn't they feed you? I'm sorry. Everyone get used to that. Corny jokes. Sorry.
I was hungry for 8 years.
we can take that out. We can definitely edit that out. I'm so sorry. We're leaving it in, everyone.
Yeah, so I grew up living in Europe. I've never really fallen away from the faith. I've always, you know, believed that that's what was right, and I've always wanted to, you know, live my life for Christ. But I'd say it was maybe like my sophomore year of high school when I really committed myself to actually doing that consciously and thinking about it on a daily basis, making decisions that were based out of my faith. I got baptized my sophomore year of high school, and I started getting involved with my youth group, and that was really the first time where I'd been like set in a church where I was able to build friendships and like have relationships with leaders, and yeah, really just kind of be in a community where I was encouraged in my faith. And so I got involved with worship. I've played music for a lot of my life, and so that was something that I was really excited about when I, you know, figured out I could use music to glorify God and mm-hmm. do that in a church setting. And so I was doing that all throughout high school. And after high school, I started going to the Calvary Chapel School of Worship. I was there for 2 years. I just graduated last June, I think. It's been a long, long last. The last year's been long, folks.
2020's over? Can't be.
Yeah, so I was at the School of Worship for 2 years, and that was just out of a desire to grow in my abilities, both musically and as a leader in the like worship ministry context, but also mm-hmm. in just wanting to have a better founded understanding of the Bible, what the Bible says about worship, and you know, very how nice. We should lead as, you know, worship leaders from a biblical perspective. So that was like one I guess point in my life where I took steps forward towards, you know, pursuing God. But I'd say even throughout like that whole time, like I still had a hunger for the word and for Christ, like people that I admired had, but I wanted to have that, but I didn't. And so that was something yeah. that I struggled with that whole time. And it was really a year ago now at the start of the pandemic when I had to go home and we finished school out online. I came back here to Yuba City, and that was like really tough. But I think through that whole situation and being pulled away from where I was comfortable, the church setting that I'd been in for a long time, it kind of forced me into having to seek God out and seek the word and his scripture out for myself. Mm. I wasn't, you know, consistently going to church. I wasn't in fellowship with people a lot. And so it was either I dove into it myself or I didn't have it at all, because like,
yeah,
we didn't have Bible studies going on. Church was popping on a live stream once or twice a week for a while there. So yeah, it was tough, but definitely the last year I've felt God meet me where I was at and really give me that desire and that zeal, that enthusiasm for his word and for learning it more. And so that's kind of, it's been cool starting to have these conversations with you and with other people around me, because that's, I think the next step is now that I found that zeal and that desire for it, I can start sharing my thoughts and like these things totally. That I'm learning and reading and kind of have an outlet for it. Totally. Where I'm not just taking stuff in, but I'm able to converse about them and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah. Passing it over to you.
Awesome. I'm like shaking my head the whole time. Like, I got to give some verbal cues. So anyways, it's funny. Some of my earliest memories are of my parents taking me to church. And since then, they've told me that we actually started going to church because I actually asked them as a kid, which is hilarious because it was before I could even remember asking them to go to church. So without getting into too much detailing, my family just fell apart when I was like 12. Parents got a divorce. And I remember actually around that time, I was actually not allowed to go to church anymore. And I asked and they were like, no way. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, we had been going to church with a pastor who was just awesome, liked out. I mean, I'm still friends with him. Just, man, great influence on me for sure in definitely some dark times. Mm-hmm. And throughout my high school years, so it was like, my family fell apart, and then they just threw me into public high school. And I'd been homeschooled from, like, third grade to eighth grade, so no social skills at the time. So family explodes, no social skills, can't go to church anymore.
Man.
It just fell apart. I went off the rails totally. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to say that I didn't know what I was doing was wrong, but totally did. Just not living in a Christ-like manner. And I think I just had really not ever had my own faith. You know, I'd heard a lot of good things. I definitely wouldn't have any excuse, but never had that relationship with God myself. And so it was like around the end of high school. I'm getting a little older, and I don't remember exactly when it was, but I had a friend who was asking me to play guitar for their church, and I didn't play guitar well, but I definitely didn't want to go to church at that point and was like, not a chance. And so they kept asking me, and finally, just to like appease them, I was like, I'll go with you. They wanted me to meet their pastor, and he also was doing worship with them. And I was like, all right, like, if you'll stop asking me after this, I'll go meet him. And he was another just super godly man. I mean, not trying to say he's perfect. Don't take that from this, but he's just a great influence, always has been. Ray Benish is his name. And met him and just clicked. And I think that was the point where God really like made a move in my life, and everything just went 180. I saw like my relationship with my parents, which was like annihilated at that point, totally come back to life. And by no work on my own part, just saw what God's word says will happen in my life and in my relationships. And that just gave me a passion. You know, it's like you realize what he's done for you, and it was just like, man, I'll give my life to that guy, you know? And so that passion's always been there, and it's just never stopped. It's just gotten stronger, and I was just looking for an outlet for that, and I want to talk about the gospel, and I care about people. And so this was just like a natural next step, but actually starting the podcast, I got to give you props for that, because it probably would have never happened if I didn't meet you, so
for sure.
Super stoked for this, so... It's been a long time coming, for sure.
Yeah.
So, awesome. I mean, that just about wraps it.
Yeah, you guys know who we are now.
Yeah, totally. And with this podcast, we just, like I said, we just really want to connect with some people, and we're not looking to be right all the time. We're going to try. We're not making any promises. And we really want to create some material and give resources to people to take back to their groups, like I said, and just have these conversations so that we can go out into the world and be a little more prepared. And definitely said that perfectly the first time, take one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally. This voice is when I'm being serious. Awesome. All right.
Well, sweet.
One other disclaimer, I laugh at my own jokes. I wouldn't say them if I didn't think they were funny. We might cut that out. We might leave that in. I don't know. All right.
And you guys won't know if I don't think they're funny, because I get to edit this, so I'll just put in a ton of laugh tracks in the background.
It's going to be like a normal, like just a really good joke, and I'm going to be laughing normally, and you're going to be like,
it's like a studio audience laughing in the background.
Wow, Kyle,
sitcom.
Awesome. I don't even know if any of that's going to make the cut. I hope it does. We just want y'all to get to know us. So I guess that wraps episode 0.
Yeah.
All right.
Looking forward to it. Hope you guys will come back and listen to us actually talk about some topics and issues.
Yeah. Forget our lives. I almost said something else. Anyways. All right.
That's what editing's for.
Yeah. Editing. We'll get better. All right, y'all.
All right.
That's Firebrand Pursuit episode 0.